Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Elodie Opstand with the Indianola Park Friends about replacing the gazebo at Buxton Park.
There was a presentation on a concept to replace the gazebo at Buxton Park. First of all, just tell us a little bit about how that started and kind of where the concept is, sits right now.
Well, the concept started several years ago. And I was talking to Steve Gray, an architect who's done a lot of work out in and outside of Indianola. Has also worked with college. He's a long-term resident and a respected community resident. So I asked him if he would consider helping us with a design to replace the gazebo in Buxton Park. It's 30 years old, wooden, showing some age, but more importantly, we have time. We have time to look at this potential opportunity, and we have time to talk about it and discuss it. So it just seemed time was right, although this was pre-COVID. So Steve and I kind of noodled it around for a little while, and then we formed a small group and got a little more serious after talking to our city manager and also a couple of organizations to see if they were opposed to the idea. And they weren't, so we started working on a design.
Well, I know we can't obviously see the concept right now, but just, I mean, very simply, try and describe what would be here for people who know the gazebo, you know, the wooden circle here in Buxton Park. So just kind of describe what it would be replacing it with.
It's replacing it with a different type of structure. We call it a pavilion. And it basically takes really the same footprint, except it's more usable space. And it's a very simple design. And it's the design Steve came up with and our group worked on was made out of stone. And it's sitting on the same location as the wooden gazebo because it's an intersection. And we wanted, it was really important on our guiding principles that it be open. And it have the photographic views from all four sides, because we knew that was important. It was important that we have natural seating, so you did not have to bring a chair. We did want it to be larger. We wanted to provide more opportunity for people to be inside the structure. Currently on the gazebo, if you see one person in there, they pretty much own it for that time. And you don't bother them. So a larger structure could accommodate more people. And this structure's 24 feet by 24 feet. It's not large. Like I said, it's taking up about the same space. So, and the gardens are left alone on the north and south, and that was really important to our group as well. We wanted to maintain those gardens. We also felt like a simple structure would not take away from the beauty of the gardens and the plantings. We wanted to have a sense of openness. So, and we also wanted it to be, we wanted it built to last 100 years. We wanted good quality.
All right. Well, and then my first question, and I'm glad you addressed that, my first thought was, hey, the gardens are there. You know, will this take away from that? You already brought that up. So talk about working with city horticulturalist Angie and just kind of what you're kind of drawing on from her recommendations and working with the city and also a city plan as well.
We did, Angie Buchanan, our city horticulturist, was involved in every discussion and every meeting, of course. And she also provided ideas independently to Steve. So she's very much involved with this design. We did work with the 2012 master plan. There were elements there that we could bring forward. And we also looked at the history of the park and how it had been used at its very inception and how it's changed over time, but it still remained an urban park, most beloved by every Indianola resident, and a place of beauty and nature and contemplation and just a great place to be. So that was also important with our structure, is to not take away from those core concepts.
Well, and this is, at this point, just a concept, still plenty of work to go. So if I was someone who had questions or wanted to make recommendations about how this would move forward, who should I talk to and kind of how should I get involved?
I would say if you have questions about the design or the design concept at this point, notify Parks and Recreation, and they will put you in contact with myself, Elodie Opstad. If you know me and you know how to reach me, you can just go ahead and do that, too. No problem. This is the time period. What we were advised when we came up with the design, we went to talk to Ryan Waller, our city manager, and he advised us to go out to talk to key stakeholders. And meeting with the neighborhood here today in the park was one of those events. So we're not opposed to more events or anything, and we want to keep talking. But our next milestone, so to speak, is to go to City Council. And hopefully, if it's appropriate, and they feel it's appropriate, get initial funding for technical drawings, and architectural drawings, and enhanced conceptual drawings, so that we can then we'll know how much it'll cost, and we can begin our fundraising, which we anticipate will go on 2 years. So we're not trying to do anything quickly, and there's plenty of opportunity for considerations and improvements in everything we're doing, or we don't go forward at all. So, but it's going to be a city council is very much going to be involved in that decision. We're just preparing the path, so to speak.
Thanks to Elodie Opstad for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.